question is, if a devotee is interested in a stirati, a mood of loving Krishna, besides amorous love of the Gopis of Vrindavan, which is the main stirati highlighted in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, what can that devotee do if his guru and all the gurus he sees in Gaudiya Sampradaya now and before? And seems like echo. Reverb is on. The bottom button is reverb. You have to turn it off. There's reverb, but there's three buttons in a row. The bottom one is reverb. And one is treble. You should have treble high. Radhi Radhi. Radhi Sham. Okay. You turn on that Wi-Fi up there? Okay. So what can a devotee do if the guru is in Govibhava Madhurati and the devotee wants to cultivate Sakirati? There's no problem, because if the guru is qualified, he has knowledge of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ursula Nilamani and most of the Gaudiya Shastras, so he can guide anyone in any particular stirati to develop perfection. The sun shines on different plants and gives different kinds of fruits according to the nature of that tree or that plant. So the same way the sunshine of Guru Kripa shines on the creeper of devotion of an individual devotee and produces the required fruit that that devotee wants to attain. Sunshine is one, but it manifests in so many different ways and different receptacles. Jairadi. I have some devotees approach me, they're interested in Vatsalya Ras. Being like Mother Yashoda, having Krishna as their baby, as their son, they have that idea. So they said, how can I develop this? Because Raghunuga Bhakti means to want to be like a resident of Vrindavan. Like Nanda Yashoda and Vatsalya Ras, or Subal and Sridham and Sakiras, or Raktak and Patrak and Dasirati, or Lalita Vishaka, Radharani, Rupa Manjari, etc., and Madhurati, amorous love. So the basic principles of Raghunuga Bhakti are the same, you just fine tune it to the stirati you're interested in. So if you're interested in Vatsalya Ras, you read the same books, you go into the Lalita Krishna Bhavanamrita. But you concentrate on the description where Krishna is interacting with Mother Yashoda. When Krishna is with Rasa Dance, and Venu Geet, and Gopi Geet, and Brahma Geet, you skip over all that because it doesn't relate to your stirati, vatsayarati. You read chapter 1 of 10th canto to chapter 15, 16, even up to chapter 19, 20. First 20 chapters are very anukulya for Vatsalya Rasa and Sakiras also. And then you go to Nectar Devotion, and there's chapters about Vatsalya Rati. So you read the chapters about Vatsalya Rati, and they read about different Vyavachari Bhavas and different stiratis, Vyavachari Bhavas and Vatsalya Rasa. So you concentrate, you fine-tune. You read your sutras and you take out what applies to you. So there's no problem if the guru is in Madhurya Ras, because Madhurya Ras is like, this is some sort of all the rasas, all the flavors are there. So he can easily adjust anyone's devotion and instruct anyone how to cultivate their sadhana bhajan, their avideya, and how to attain the priyojan. Because everyone in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the basic bhajan is non-bhajan and meditation. So everyone's saying Hare Krishna mantra, everyone's saying Kama Gayatri and Gopal mantra. But when they chant Gopal mantra, Kama Gayatri won't have much use for someone in Sakya Ras or Vatsali Ras. And if the guru knows that ahead of time, he won't give Kama Gayatri to such a disciple. It's not just, you know, you're patient the same medicine. At least in traditional Gaudiya lineages, Kama Gayatri is given for those people, those men or women that are inclined towards Gopi, relating to Krishna and Gopis in Vrindavan. Because that's what it's all about. Kama Devaya Krishna and the Gopis, Radharani. So the person will chant the Gopal mantra, and the guru will give a meaning for that disciple to meditate on, all related to Mother Yashoda and Krishna and Vatsali Ras. Because in Gopal mantra, there's Sakya Ras is there, Vatsali Ras and Madhuri Ras, they're all three available there. It's called mantra art. Art means the meaning of the mantra. It's necessary to invoke the mantra art when you're chanting mantra to get mantra siddhi or perfection in chanting. You should never chant a mantra blindly without the meditation. There's a mantra devata, there's a mantra sankalpa, and there's a mantra art. So the guru will tell you the mantra devata, and the mantra sankalpa means why. Sankalpa means intention. Intention. I'm going to chant this Ma mantra. Why are you chanting it? It's called Sankalpa. You state the purpose of your chanting this mantra. Sankalpa. Sankalpa, then mantra art, and mantra devata. Mantra devata for the Gopal mantra is Radha Krishna. Mantra devata for the Kama Gayatri is Radha Krishna. Mantra devata everywhere is Radha Krishna. So there's not too much problem. Oh, wow. Jai Ho, Rani's here. Bhagavati Rani. Queen of Ramchandra Gera. She has queen's powers, all the way to king's powers. We have all the royal elephants over here. Padmini. Jai Radhe Shyam. So is that okay?
Thank you.
For everyone, go ahead.
Someone was recently asking me if you have mantra bath yourself, and someone is in Saki bath, Gopi bath. Can he still, like your mantra bath, can still sprout, or it really needs the guidance of
I didn't guess this. What she say?
If one is having interest in Manjari Bhav.
Okay, one's interested in Manjari Bhav. Wait a minute, yeah, that's what it says. Continue.